I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Anna Carvlin. She is the organizer of the event Park Yourself Santa Fe, which is happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She's a yoga and Pilates teacher and personal trainer. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this is an event. It's basically a kind of like, what would you call it, random performance event throughout the city?
Yeah, it's anywhere in the city, any paid parking space. You grab a spot and do something fun and creative with it.
So basically, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week, any time of day, people will put money in a parking meter.
Right.
And instead of putting a car in it, they will put themselves in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of stuff, I mean, this has been done before, and it's been done in different cities besides Santa Fe. What kind of stuff happens in those parking spaces?
People do anything from theater performances to, I did a family reunion with mine a couple
you
years
did?
Ago. Mm-hmm. It was a small turnout. It was me and my sister and my mom, but it was really fun. People did all kinds of stuff, just laid grass down. So
in the parking space.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, sunbathe?
Nope. Just one lady just put a bunch of grass down and left it there for several hours. So
what is the purpose of it?
Let's see. The purpose of it. It's a creative endeavor. I think it's good practice to look at and question our existing structures that we have and do something unique with it. And this is just a way of doing that and doing something fun with it.
What are you going to be doing with your space?
I'm going to be teaching yoga, and I think I'm going to gear it toward people who want to take it home and to do stuff at home, and kind of simple practices that they can do in their living room. So I'm going to set up a space where they can sit with me, and we'll do some poses together and some things that they can do anywhere.
Does it feel, I mean, I would think it would feel kind of exposed because you're almost in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really protected from cars going by who don't know what
right.
you're doing.
Right. It's a really kind of vulnerable position to be in. But I think any creative endeavor can be. I think that, you know, this kind of came about for me anyways. I was really excited about it because I'm a commuter biker. I walk, you know. I never owned a car until I was 28. So I guess I was really frustrated feeling like I'm always in that vulnerable position. So it kind of flips that power dynamic in a way. You are in a vulnerable position, but you're also in a powerful position because you're just flipping the whole way people are doing things. And meanwhile, you're doing something fun and creative and non-aggressive with it. So
it's also, I was thinking, if I were walking down the street and somebody was doing something odd, driving down the street and somebody was doing something a little odd in a parking space, if I didn't know what it was, I would just think, I guess a lot of people would just think, weird, and then mm-hmm. go by and not think about it. But when people know about it, how do they respond? Like, what do people going by do?
Well, I had a couple from Switzerland last year, and they came up to me, and they were like, oh, we saw it, you know, saw this advertised, we're looking for you guys, we're really excited. And so they came up and talked to me, and they took pictures, and they're putting it on their blog. But people who didn't know about it, you know, they come up and just ask questions, which is going to be most people. They don't know what you're doing. And so it's like with any art, I think people need to interpret it their own way, and that can be uncomfortable. And so anybody who's taking part in it also can interpret it their own way, and they can explain it in their own way. So that can be really uncomfortable for people not to be able to put it in a box and pigeonhole it. What is this, you know? But I think a lot of people have heard of this in different forms around the country. Different people have done different stuff.
In lots of cities.
Lots of cities, including a lot of times people will just build a park. And one of the things in New York, they put swimming pools and people swam for,
in the parking space?
Mm-hmm.
They must have had more than one space.
Yeah, it was multiple. It was like a whole street. So that was really fun. So yeah, it's been different. It's been done in a lot of different ways.
Anna Carvlin is a yoga and Pilates instructor and a personal trainer. And you are also, besides doing Park Yourself Santa Fe, you're also teaching yoga classes. You have an intensive coming up?
Right. I have a four-week intensive Ashtanga-inspired practice that'll be at Yoga Moves from August 29th to September 23rd, every weekday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. So if you're interested, you can call me 505-573-8899.
573-8899 is also the number for more information on Park Yourself Santa Fe. The website is parkyourselfsantafe.com. And if you want to reach Anna, it is Anna, A-N-N-A, at parkyourselfsantafe.com. Anna Carvelin, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.